Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Yesterday on the podcast, we saw Barnabas at Antioch, sort of on a mission for the church at Jerusalem to make sure that what was being preached in Antioch was right. And he hears the word of grace. And then the Bible tells us he's full of the Holy Spirit and he's full of faith. And I commented that those three things are the foundational truths of the new covenant. And if you're out of balance in any of those areas, there's going to be problems. Part of the problem that we're seeing in the message of grace is a lack of balance in those areas. Some people get so scared when they hear the word balance. And they say, well, grace can never be balanced. Well, that's not really true. Grace just can't be balanced with performance. It can't be balanced with law. There's no possible way that performance and law should be put on the same level as the grace of God. However, grace needs as its equal partner faith and the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is the steerage system of the believer. And faith is the activator of the grace of God in the life of the believer. So without, what happens is if we preach grace without faith, we end up with some form of universalism where everyone already has full benefits of everything Christ has paid for. They don't even have to reconcile themselves because they're already reconciled. And that ignores Paul's subjective side to the gospel in 2 Corinthians 5. The objective side is you've been reconciled. The subjective side is reconcile yourself. Now, that's not a work. We do it by faith. So when faith comes in, we start to see grace in its proper context. If you have grace but you don't have the Holy Spirit, you will end up with what a lot of people, their snap judgment of grace, they'll say, what's a license to sin? And if you don't have the Holy Spirit as a steerage system, you will be set out on a sea of freedom, as I like to say, but without that steerage system, you're destined to hit the rocks. You're going to end up in sin, and that sin is going to have consequences, especially in the natural realm. They're going to cause you immense problems, and it could cost you your family, it could cost you a lot of money, it could cost you your reputation, it could even cost you your life. You don't have to say, God did it to me. You've already ran into non-expedient things, as the Apostle Paul would talk about. If you get into you, all you have is faith, but you don't have grace. I'll tell you, if you end up just talking about faith and what your role is in faith, but there's no grace in your message, you'll end up in legalism every time, because true faith in the new covenant revolves around the life of the Spirit and grace. And so you'll end up being legalistic in the way you talk and legalistic in your everyday life and the way you carry yourself because you won't have grace. So I think, and we could go all day long on that circle of what those three mean, but once you, when any one of those is short, it's like a stool with three legs. If one leg is short, it's not going to hold up. You're not going to be able to have a foundation, to have a sitting. And so what we're seeing in Barnabas in the 11th chapter of Acts, I think, is just a good glimpse at that balance that happens at the news of grace, and he's full of the Holy Spirit, and he's full of faith. And as a result of that, the end of the 24th verse of Acts 11, a great many people were added to the Lord. And you know what? This is worth saying. That hasn't changed. I read a statistic the other day that said nearly 3,000 people every day make a commitment to Christ to become a Christian. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. We're getting that nearly every day. That is an incredible number of people coming to know Jesus. They were added to the Lord then. They're being added to the Lord now. The kingdom is spreading without end. We're going to pick up Barnabas heading to find his friend Saul tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.